Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. After a presidential campaign that gave historic prominence to debates over climate change and the future of the oil industry, Democrat Joe Biden's victory, even in Pennsylvania, the birthplace of drilling, could have been a cause for jubilation by environmentalists. But hold the champagne. Green dreams about the Biden administration have been sobered by the reality that Republicans appear likely to retain control of the U.S. Senate, pending special elections in Georgia on January 5th. A continued Republican majority would likely block any sweeping climate legislation along the lines of the Green New Deal, which seeks to create millions of jobs through investments in clean energy. Here's U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, a Democrat.
The fact that Mitch McConnell is there now and could possibly be there next year clearly will make it more difficult to pass some important initiatives. That said, number one, we hope to win the two Georgia Senate seats. Number two, I know that a President Biden is going to work hard to try to push through this climate agenda in the Congress, no matter what.
President-elect Biden could have a major impact on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency simply by replacing Trump's administrator, Andrew Wheeler, a former coal industry lobbyist, with someone willing to impose regulations and fine polluters. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
A Biden EPA, I mean, it's night and day compared to Trump. You're just going to see a lot of these damaging environmental policies be reversed so that clean car standards are actually adhered to, that we want to stop giving subsidies to fossil fuels.
This is all assuming that Trump eventually does leave the White House, which so far he has been refusing to do. If he does move permanently to Mar-a-Lago, he will leave behind a new 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court. This will make it harder for Biden's EPA to impose new regulations to repair holes left by Trump's weakening of almost 100 pollution control rules. In terms of the Chesapeake Bay cleanup effort, the Trump EPA failed to crack down on Pennsylvania for dumping on its downstream neighbors. This triggered a lawsuit against EPA by Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, and the District of Columbia. New Biden-appointed leadership at the EPA could put more pressure on Pennsylvania to impose rules on its farmers to keep their manure and fertilizer out of streams. However, it is worth noting that the last time a Democrat was in the White House, the Obama-Biden EPA was equally unwilling to impose any serious penalties on Pennsylvania, even though the state's falling down on its Bay cleanup obligations was also obvious back then. Congressman John Sarbanes of Maryland said he and his colleagues are committed to pressuring the Biden EPA harder this time around because a deadline in EPA's Bay cleanup plan is now looming in the year 2025.
Members who care about the Chesapeake Bay, we're going to be speaking with one voice, pushing on the Biden administration to make a clean break from the policies of this Trump administration, and even from maybe the kind of, you know, the lesser action that we saw previous to that when it comes to Chesapeake Bay programs.
Time will tell how hard a Biden EPA will actually push a state, Pennsylvania, that last week delivered to Biden the critical votes for his victory. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.